This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's lots of interesting news to discuss here. Of course, plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. Coming up, a small town in Washington State is issuing their own wooden banknotes. We'll tell you what that means coming up here in just a little bit. But, Mark, you've got a story, international piece out of China, apparently outlawing activism globally. What is going on?
From Axios.com, with new security law, China outlaws global activism. The draconian security law that Beijing forced upon Hong Kong last week contains an article making it illegal for anyone in the world to promote democratic reform for Hong Kong.
All right.
So, like, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't know how COVID-19 was created or came into being. But I can tell you the Chinese government has used the cover of COVID-19 to destroy any hope there is for Hong Kong. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's already over. Hong Kong is not the place that you thought it was a few years ago. It is over. Okay? Now, it cannot be undone. It is gone. It's like Macau. Gone. The last little bastion for Chinese people to go and have some modicum of modern democracy or freedom or whatever it is in Taiwan or Formosa or whatever you want to call the place. And that's it. China is expanding. It's expanding its borders on multiple fronts. It's at war with, attempting to go to war with India. It's oppressing Uyghurs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
China is bad, bad news.
Jeez, I had not heard about the India war. What's going on with that?
The people have died. Their soldiers have died.
Really?
In conflicts on the border over this worthless bit of land. India's like, we're not letting you just walk in here and take this stuff. And China's like, we're walking in and taking that stuff. And they continue to expand. They will use soft money in Africa, but they'll use hard bullets around the world. I had a friend report he was in, I can't remember the name of the country, but like Kazakhstan, I don't know where it was, but on the border with China, and the locals, you know, there was this big smoke on the horizon, and the locals are saying, yeah, that's where China's taking our land. And they were just saying it. And it appears to be happening all along their borders. And nobody can do anything about it except the United States, who has no stomach to do anything about it. And I'm not advocating for that. But what I would advocate for, if you'd like me to advocate for something, is let the Hong Kongers come here. Let any of them that want to, I mean, just go take a look at Hong Kong. It's very successful.
You went there last year.
They don't have a social safety net or anything like that I know of. I mean, I paid for doctor's visits out of my own pocket.
You're a tourist.
They didn't suggest that there was anything other than that. They had their prices on the wall.
Okay.
So I suggest that you're paying, I say they're hard workers and they understand what liberty brings. So let them come here and make our lives better. Hey, I got a crazy idea. Give them some of those houses that went to hell in 2007 and 2008, 2009. Just let them have them. I mean, how many towns have pieces of property that are just deteriorating that they don't know what to do with? Let them have that.
Start paying
taxes on it.
Moving to Berlin, New Hampshire.
It could absolutely happen. Now, that's just a wild suggestion that municipalities could take on.
Well, I mean, that would help the Chinese as well. You get the activists out, they're not going to cause you any problems anymore, right? You can totally rule over the place. You don't have to deal with those pesky activists because you sent them to the United States.
Let the yellows go, let the blues stay, and everything will be fine. And that's what China wants. China wants the name Hong Kong. They want the control over the area. They have this big celebration coming up in the mid-century, mid-21st century, and they intend to be unified for that. Ladies and gentlemen, Taiwan is next. I don't know what's going to happen.
What about Saipan?
Why not?
Mm.
It's never been controlled by China, so
really?
I doubt that they would ever consider it to be theirs.
Interesting.
But they would, you know, there's already Chinese Communist Party companies at work in Saipan,
right,
being funded by the Chinese government. And Saipan, by Saipan, what I mean is America.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. Mariana Islands.
Right.
Yeah.
There are...
Where you are a resident.
Yeah. They're happening. It's happening right now. You can go there and look. And these people got Chinese passports, and they're doing business, and, you know, it's why. Because America's not doing business there.
So I did pull up a story about this, Mark, the border conflict that you're referring to. This is AlJazeera.com reporting. On the evening of June 15th, hundreds of Indian and Chinese troops laid aside their arms and took on each other in a brawl on the ridge of a mountain in Ladakh, a desolate high-altitude plateau in the northeast Kashmir. The clashes, in which clubs and stones were used, left a bloody trail of dead and wounded soldiers on a frontier that had not seen such violence in the last 45 years. And as India buried 20 slain soldiers from that fight, it began to contend with the high political cost of its ill-thought-out actions in the Himalayan region. India's unilateral action to revoke the special status of the disputed territory of Kashmir in August 2019 was intended in the grand strategy of its Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi to usher in, quote, peace and development, unquote, in the rest of state. What has resulted from it instead is a never-before-seen military confrontation between three nuclear powers, China, India, and Pakistan.
Mm.
And the terrifying prospect of a whole region descending into the hellish vortex of war, mass suffering, and widespread economic chaos. For nearly 70 years, a tacit understanding of sorts had kept the three countries, all of which hold portions of the land of Kashmir, from doing anything drastic to bring about a change to its fragile status quo. But India upended the agreement by annulling the autonomy and cutting the state into two halves. And as a result, the region described once by former U.S. President Bill Clinton as, quote, the most dangerous place in the world, unquote, descended into a free-for-all.
That was more than 20 years ago.
In early May, a large contingent of Chinese troops crossed an ill-defined border that separates the two countries in Ladakh and hunkered down in trenches and camps with a large range of artillery guns and heavy equipment flanking the troop encampment. The Chinese intrusion provided a peek into the contours of a new strategic competition unfolding on the roof of the world. In the last decade or so, India has been bolstering its defense facilities across a wide swath of the forbidding glacial landscape with the construction of roads, bridges, tunnels, and a large airbase. After the annexation last year, the Indian political leadership has been making open threats to capture Gilgit-Baltistan, the northern area of Kashmir that went with Pakistan in 1947. What seemed to have forced China's hand was the fear that its $60 billion investment in the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, part of China's Belt and Road Initiative that wound through Gilgit-Baltistan, could become a victim of any major Indian military thrust into the region. The Chinese move was to forestall any such Indian assault. So it sounds like from the analysis here at Al Jazeera that it was India that made the first move in this particular conflict.
I wonder if Al Jazeera has a bias towards Muslims.
The face-off between China and Indian troops in Ladakh might eventually turn out to be only a sideshow to what could become a much bigger military confrontation this year between India and Pakistan along their border in Kashmir.
Yeah, I've seen a long interview on this particular topic. I mean, it was 50 minutes long, where different sides presented their cases. And while I wouldn't say I have the greatest understanding of it, I would also say that, you know, any attempt to absolve China from their opportunism here is misplaced. Okay, I mean, China's expanding in every border, South China Sea, up into the old Stan countries, Mongolia. I mean, like every place they are, every place there's a Chinese border, there's a conflict. But every place that there's an Indian border, there isn't. Yeah, they have a lot of problems with Pakistan and that other Muslim country that the other side.
855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. So some information there from Al Jazeera, which is a fairly well respected global news organization, but obviously everything's got its slant. You can join us here and share your thoughts, whether it's international or right down home. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me, why is it important to advertise during a time when no one else seems to be doing it?
Well, historically, it's proven to be a pretty successful system. I mean, if your competition has decided they're not going to advertise because times are tough, and you're the only one who's advertising, yeah, maybe sales are lower right now. But that doesn't mean that they won't come back at some point in the future. And when they do, you might be the top one if you've been advertising.
You'll be top of mind.
You'll be much more so.
Yeah.
You've replaced everybody else's, else in the whole scenario. So it's a good idea.
Are there any better deals available right now?
Right now at Free Talk Live, we have COVID-19 specials.
All right.
Are we exploiting this for our benefit? Absolutely not. The fact is that sales are down.
They're down. Everywhere.
That, yeah.
It's not just Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, believe me, it's not just Free Talk Live. It's industry-wide. Free Talk Live.
Not just radio industry, but advertising, period.
Yeah.
Internet ads,
Talk Live's probably
TV.
Doing better for its long-term commitments from advertisers.
Bitcoin.com still with us.
Yeah, Bitcoin.com, Intercoin, Divi. They've been with us for some time.
Yep. So if folks do want to advertise, what do they do?
Just get a hold of, go to my sales manager. Rather than sending me an email at mark@freetalklive.com, you could do that, but I just go forward it on to Matthew at matthew@freetalklive.com. So,
and he'll take care of it.
Yeah, he'll take care of it.
All right, so our number here, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about China got off sidetracked on this conflict on the border, which I didn't know was going on. The chat room's giving me a hard time over it. I'm like, hey, man, I don't even know what's happening in Keene, New Hampshire half the time. I barely know what's going on around me in the immediate vicinity, let alone an entire world away. But this conflict has been raging, apparently, on the border between India and China and also Pakistan. But what led to that conversation was you talking about a new law in China that is prohibiting the activism of supporting Hong Kong, basically.
Yeah, supporting Hong Kong freedom anywhere in the world by anybody.
No, I thought it was to supporting democracy, which is not the same thing as freedom.
I understand, but they're calling it that there.
Like, if I am in support of abolishing the state, is that illegal in China, or is it only if I'm in favor of democracy for Hong Kong? I
don't have any. I am not a Hong Kong lawyer, but I'll just go ahead and say this. That whatever passes for democracy in any of the westernized countries around the world is better than what goes on in China.
Okay.
So here it goes from Axios. Why it matters. China has long sought to crush organized dissent abroad through quiet threats and coercion. Now it has codified that practice into law, potentially forcing people and companies around the world to choose between speaking freely and ever stepping foot in Hong Kong again.
Hmm.
What's happening? Article 38 of the National Security Law states this law shall apply to offenses under this law committed against the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region from outside the region by a person who is not a permanent resident of the region. That's you, Ian.
Yeah.
They have just passed a law that says that you cannot support Hong Kong independence.
Mm-hmm. Or you, who has actually been to Hong Kong. And so,
taking pictures with activists wearing Guy Fawkes masks and flying.
That's clear support.
Yeah, holding yellow umbrellas. And
so you're done. You can't go back.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I'll probably go back anyway.
If they know who you are, they could snatch you up at the airport, right?
They could. That would probably be really great for Free Talk Live, wouldn't it?
I don't know if that would be great for Free Talk Live. I mean, to lose you to some sort of government re-education camp, they're going to throw you in there with the Uyghurs in northwest China. We'll never see you again.
I suspect not.
Okay. That's awfully optimistic for a country with a bunch of re-education camps in it.
Well, what would you say should be done to China if they did that?
As far
what
as
kind
if they
of retaliation
a,
would you
a
be
prison
for?
Prison cell?
Yeah.
If they put you in a prison cell, I would tell you, man, you shouldn't have gone there and done that.
Well, Hong Kong's pretty nice. There's a fishing village that I'd like to take my wife to that's down on the end of it.
Well, she can go. You can't.
I hiked Dragonback earlier this year, and it was awesome. And I would like to share that experience with my spouse. And then I would like to go to this little fishing village and enjoy a couple of days.
Sorry, that's probably not going to be a possibility. Unless you want to risk going to prison and just for simply going into a fishing village. I don't know if that's worth the risk. I mean, I certainly don't support taxing people to send in the military to come get you out of China because you went there when you were aware that you weren't wanted. I think the whole world should be free, but it's not. And so if some criminal enterprise is threatening violence against you, if you set foot within their territory, I'm not really sure what the benefit is of setting foot within their territory in that case. I mean, we got enough problems with the criminal gang around here, and you can at least have a chance of fighting them because you can, you know, speak the same language as the courts and the attorneys. But you're going to have a whole hell of a lot of a worse time in a place like China.
I'd rather deal with the criminal gang here than the criminal gang in China any old day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I consider the criminal gang here good guys compared to the criminal gang in China.
Hmm.
I hope that that comes across clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't support war,
yeah,
but it's coming.
You think war between China and the U.S.?
There's no getting out. Are you this ignorant of the situation? Who has pledged to protect Taiwan, Ian?
I presume the United States government.
And what did I say was next?
You said Taiwan was next.
Okay. Do you have any information that suggests that that's not true?
I don't know anything about it, so I'll take your word for it.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
But it doesn't seem like China's best interest is to attack their number one customer.
They're not going to attack the United States. They're going to attack Taiwan, mm-hmm. and the United States will have to retaliate.
Maybe.
Well, they may not.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? And then what benefit is wrought? Another, you know, what? Yeah, one more relatively free place in the world falls to the Chinese Communist Party. At what point does somebody stand up and say this is quite enough? Thank you, Winnie the Pooh.
I guess that would be Taiwan's role to stand up and say
Taiwan
this is
can't.
No.
Have you looked at a map
they're
of China
yeah.
versus Formosa?
Yeah, they're small.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. What I'm saying is the problem here was Nixon in the first place opening up China and giving them, and then Bill Clinton giving them preferred trading status and all mm-hmm. this stuff. They should have never done business with these criminals in the first place. This is the problem that I have with free trade. Because it's not free trade when you're not free to trade.
Well, but who are we talking to who said, I don't remember who it was, but some caller had, I don't know if it was Gene the Christian Anarchist, but somebody was explaining to us that there was a time, it was Lily. Lily, the early mover, or not early mover, but the mover.
Lily Tang.
Yeah, Lily Tang Williams from Colorado, or originally from, I think, Beijing, was talking about how there was a time frame in the last 30 years where there was actually some semblance of business freedom in China, where mm-hmm. not every company was being run by the Chinese Communist government, that you could actually launch a company privately, essentially, in China in that time frame, and that is one of the reasons why they became so economically strong, because
right,
they were
now,
laying off, and that's changing now with right. the government coming,
the government's coming in and sweeping it all up, because Xi Jinping has made yeah. deals with the militants in order to secure his position. And it's unfortunate, but I don't know what to do about it. But it seems really dangerous.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. And unfortunately, the U.S. government has made all these stupid interlocking agreements with other governments around the world, and they never should have done that. So there's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20. And you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to pressure the government's top public health experts to water down recommendations on how the nation's schools could reopen safely this fall and continues to threaten to cut federal funding for districts that defy his demand to resume classes in person.
We're safely reopening our country, and very importantly, we're safely reopening our schools. We want the schools to be open and going in fall.
Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos talks about where the money that has been set aside for education would go if
cuts are made in public education.
American investment in education is a promise to our students and families, and if schools aren't going to reopen, we're not suggesting pulling funding from education. Let families take that money and figure out where their kids can get educated. Schools can reopen safely. Kids need to be in the classroom. They need to be with their peers. They need to be with their teachers, and they need to continue learning.
This is USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the Trump administration supports issuing another round of stimulus checks to Americans as part of a fourth coronavirus relief package and vowed to enact legislation by the end of the month. Mnuchin said, "We do support another round of economic impact payments. We're discussing the criteria with the Senate and have had productive talks." Mnuchin added the administration will work on a bipartisan basis with Republicans and Democrats and said it's a priority to have legislation passed before July 20th. Mnuchin also noted the administration wants to incentivize people to go back to work while addressing the issue of unemployment benefits. The city of New York has now painted a Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Mayor Bill de Blasio joined in, along with his wife, Shirlene McCray, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, Trump lived in Trump Tower before he took office as president, but has spent little time there since. He changed his official residence to Florida last year. However, his business empire is still headquartered in Trump Tower. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Just keep in mind, if you do support the resistance in Hong Kong verbally or in some sort of traceable way, you may be put on a blacklist and disappeared if you try to enter the place known as China or Hong Kong. That's at least the news that you're sharing with us here tonight, Mark. The toll-free number, if you want to weigh in, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, and you will sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Did you want to share more from this story? Where do we get?
Yeah, going on here with the Axios says, in other words, every provision of the law applies to everyone outside of Hong Kong, including you. Mm-hmm. Several experts in Chinese and international law confirmed this interpretation of the law to Axios. Mm-hmm. It literally applies to every single person on the planet, and that's how it reads, says Wang Minyo, a Chinese-American lawyer based in New York. If I appear as a congressional committee in D.C. and say something critical that literally would be a violation of this law, this means that anyone advocating democracy for Hong Kong or criticizing the governments in Hong Kong or Beijing could possibly face consequences if they step foot in Hong Kong or have assets or family members in Hong Kong. What they're saying, one of the main purposes of having the national security law is to quash the international front of the movement, said Nathan Law, a Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmaker who spoke to Axios after he fled the city last week.
Well, remember last year, Mark, there was the story that hit about a gamer who was in a contest, some sort of like, you know, one of these esports video game extravaganza contest things that they do. And he made some sort of statement during like a post-game interview
right.
about how he supported democracy for Hong Kong.
And it's very hip to do so right now.
And this was several months ago. This might have been toward the end of last year, I think December or something like that.
LeBron James showed he's no winner by buckling to China.
Well, right. So what happened to that gamer was the company that Blizzard, I believe it was, which is a video game production house, they punished him. They said, well, we don't want to offend our Chinese people, government people.
They didn't say that, but yeah.
And they said, we don't want to offend these Chinese government people because we make a lot of money in China off of our video games.
And that's what it's all about.
And so they told this guy that you're suspended. We're suspending you from the games. You're no longer able to participate in them, and you were banned. I think they banned him for like a year. Now, I think they undid that after some amount of outrage.
Pressure, sure. But, I mean, a gamer is going to get a heck of a lot more outrage from people online than you know, some talk show host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but my point being that it's clear that these corporations are willing to play ball with the Chinese government and are very, very cautious about what they say because they have money to be made there in China. And now China's going a step further and saying that not only are we going to tell corporations what to do with the almighty yuan, but we're also going to tell every single individual in the world that if you speak out against us, the regime in China, you will not be allowed to come in or possibly round it up if you do.
Yeah, this is the scariest country in the world. I know the Democrats would love to make Russia out to be the big boogeyman, but frankly, they're a waning regional power. Not to say that they aren't doing bad stuff, China is on the rise and getting more and more dangerous. From what I've seen of Biden, he's just way too cozy with these people. You can't make me believe the Democrats care about China.
Gotcha.
Now, as far as the Republicans go, I tend to, you know, I don't like Trump's relationship with China either.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we need to know? We pretty much covered that story.
Yeah, I think that's it. The new law codifies and extends to non-Chinese nationals and extraterritorial practices that the Chinese Communist Party has long applied to its own citizens abroad. So another thing that's worth pointing out that you likely don't know, and many of our listeners mm-hmm. don't, is that China determines whether you're Chinese or not.
Okay.
Not your nationality. Not mm-hmm. where you were born. Not where your citizenship is. None of that stuff.
It's all about whether you're with the party.
Whether or not you're squinty-eyed or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they determine whether you're Chinese or not by their own standards.
Huh.
And then they will kidnap you, bring you back to China, and nationalize your business.
Gene, the Christian Anarchist, who is a longtime visitor of China because his wife is from there, so they go back.
He's been there. I have not. I mean, unless you count the train station.
He went
station.
To Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, I went to the train station in China.
Did you? Well, in Gene's case, he says he is not likely to return to China unless there are some serious changes. And this is a guy who's been there for like the last 30 years or plus of his life.
It's terrifying.
Regularly, he's gone to visit his family members there. And he does believe that a war with China is coming. Toll-free number.
Yeah, I don't know whose war it is. Mm-hmm. That's the question. Is that if it could be a proxy war or something, perhaps that's, I don't know. Maybe history will look favorably on that or whatever. Again, I've given my libertarian solution. My libertarian solution is, ladies and gentlemen, we should be welcoming the people of Hong Kong mm-hmm. right now.
What about the rest of China?
I think that Trump should stick with his previous thoughts on that, which is that if a person comes here to the United States and earns a degree at one of our universities, the last thing we should be doing is kicking them out.
Mm. And that's what Trump said, huh?
I mean,
good for him.
Well, previously, but not now.
Oh, really?
He's reneged on that.
Was this candidate Trump saying that?
I think this was Barack Obama hating Trump.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he sounded a lot more sensible back then.
Yeah. So, what I would do is at the very least, in that 4 years, you can do some level of vetting to see whether or not this 20-year-old is a spy for the CCP.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. I don't know whether they're going to get high-level government jobs or anything like that. I don't have any idea on this stuff. But I'm saying that somebody who comes here and gets a degree, even a higher degree, like a master's or a doctorate, and then you send them home?
Mm.
That's ridiculous. China will graduate 5 million STEM grads last year.
Lots more than the U.S., you mean?
The U.S. will graduate 500,000.
Wow.
That's 10 times as many, and they've got 4 times the population.
Yeah.
Now consider for a moment that the grad, those 500,000, 500,000 grads that the United States has are by and large of ethnic dubiousness, right? I mean, like, it depends on what you call an American, but when you think of an American, you tend to draw up this picture. And it isn't a Chinese person or an Indian person, right?
Mm, okay.
And many of these people are Chinese or Indian,
yeah,
or they're of, you know, their parents were Chinese or Indian. Now, and I'm not, yeah, saying that none of them matter, but, you know, maybe the patriotism isn't exactly the same. A friend of mine over in Saipan, his dad still holds his Chinese passport because even though the government, he doesn't feel like the government represents him at all over there,
mm-hmm,
he just feels attached to it.
It's home.
He's Chinese.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, I love the guy. I thought he was awesome. He was very hospitable to me and just thought he was great. But that one little fact kind of sticks in my craw.
What, the fact that he doesn't want to let go of the previous government?
The previous passport? Sure. He's been here for 40 years.
You know how people are about where they come from. They are irrational about it.
It's a crappy passport, too.
They love the place where they come from. It doesn't matter how awful it is.
I know.
For the most
part. That's the point I'm trying to make, though, mm-hmm, is that people love the place they come from.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's entirely tribal and, you know, very...
There's Irish-American clubs in America. You know, I mean, I wouldn't trust the members of the Irish American Club to keep state secrets from the state of Ireland, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, if there's tension between Ireland and the United States, I would be kind of careful of telling somebody who clearly is very boisterous about his Irish heritage.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Irish heritage.
Gotcha.
That's the reason I'm using that particular example, because it's a little safer.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I'm just saying the United States is way, 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 way behind. While China graduates 5 million STEM grads every year, U.S. college students are having a difficult time over which bathroom to use. Well,
it's true.
This bathroom doesn't have my pronouns on it.
Yeah, there was another video recently recorded of U.S. college students, of course, talking about how free speech should be restricted, and, you know, we're in a bad way here. There's no doubt. The toll-free number...
These people are not prepared to fight China.
No. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What happens when a town issues its own wooden currency? Apparently it's happening in Washington State. No. Nickel ain't worth what it used to be, you know.
That's
now
just $5
bill. $25.
Okay.
$855-450-FREE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you to dial in now at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's there as long as they allow us to have it, which they could decide to not. Soon, I guess, because they send threats.
Possibility exists.
So, yeah, maybe we won't have it soon, but for now it's there, and you can enjoy it over at discord.lrn.fm, and you get what you pay for, right?
It's a free service. Yeah.
I guess there is like a some sort of an upgrade that you can pay them for, but I don't know why you would do that.
Right. Well, they're still the same terms of service.
Right. They can still pull it right out from underneath you and then say, thanks for the money. So, news.trust.org, which is apparently related to Reuters.
Okay.
Thomson Reuters Foundation's Gregory Scruggs reporting out of Washington State. Tenino, I don't know if it's Tenino or Tenino, Washington is where this is happening, tucked away under lock and key in a former railroad depot turned small town museum in the U.S. state of Washington, a wooden printing press crank back to life to mint currency after nearly 90 dormant years.
Okay.
A wooden printing press. This is like technology that is beyond what I had ever heard of before. I mean, I presume it exists.
There was a previous, a decentralized fiat currency known as tally sticks existed in the past.
I heard about that.
This was throughout the sort of Mediterranean region. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I know everything about this, but, you know, they used clams at 1.2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some historical precedent.
Well, apparently they had this printing press still, and they've actually utilized it to make a brand new product. $25 wooden bills bearing
the town's name. They certainly won't be mistaken for U.S. currency.
No. Bearing the town's name, Tenino, with the words COVID relief superimposed on an image of a bat and the Latin phrase Hibernus autem sub potestat. We have it under control, is what that means.
Okay.
Printed in cursive on the bills.
So I'm pretty sure that COVID-19 wasn't mentioned on the original machine, so they must have changed out the
templates.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, this is a brand new design that they're doing here, and apparently it's got the it's got a photo of George Washington on it as well.
It is Washington State, after all.
Yep. So you got Tenino, Washington, Washington underneath that. To the right, there's $25, and then a bat. I don't know if there's like a bat. Is that the state animal or something like that in Washington? Or maybe it's Tenino's town animal or something. Why did they choose the bat? I don't know.
Does Keene have a town animal?
I don't have any idea. With the Keene is called the Elm City because it used to have a lot of elm trees, and then they all died, apparently. With the coronavirus pandemic plunging
that's
the United States into a recession, which, of course, is the way the media likes to put it, the reality is there was a coronavirus, and the government plunged the United States into a recession by just destroying the ability to run a business. But they go on here talking about decimating small businesses and causing job losses across the country. Some local governments are looking for innovative ways to help residents weather the storm. For Tenino, the answer was the revival of the local currency that had bolstered the town's economy in 1931.
The state mammal for Washington State is the orca.
In the wake of the Great Depression. So they're bringing back something that they did in the early 1930s during the Depression. Mayor Wayne Fournier told the Thomson Reuters Foundation, quote, "It was kind of an epiphany. Why don't we do that again?
Why don't we go to the town museum and crank up that old thing?"
It only made sense, he said. Tenino's a town of less than 2,000 people located about 60 miles southwest of Seattle. They started printing
It makes sense to try it.
They started printing the local banknotes in April, 5 weeks into Washington State's lockdown. Anyone with a documented loss of income as a result of the pandemic is eligible for up to $300 a month in the local currency.
Okay.
Businesses up and down the town's quaint main street accept the wooden note for everything except alcohol, tobacco, cannabis, and lottery tickets.
That's what I'm going to name my my convenience store I open up.
Alcohol, tobacco cannabis,
and lottery tickets, yeah.
ATCL?
Yeah.
ACL. Could use some work.
Yeah.
Tenino's city government backs the local currency, which merchants can exchange for U.S. dollars at City Hall at a one-to-one rate.
Okay.
So it's a welfare program. They've got there's government money in the city coffers. They're handing out these.
When the state comes in and shuts down your business and destroys your livelihood, it stops being a welfare program. At that point, it's restitution.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Unfortunately, this does not go. I don't know if this goes to business owners. Although I guess
that's what business owners go into City Hall with the little blocks of wood and they trade it in.
Right, but it's saying anyone with a documented loss of income, so I suppose a business owner could qualify to receive these, but the business owners are receiving them from the people who
are
getting
them. I believe how it goes is that people get the blocks of wood.
Yes.
They then spend them at the business.
That's correct.
And then the business goes to the town hall.
That's correct. That is how this is working. You have correctly assessed the situation.
Okay, so
that's what I'm saying. It's a welfare payment to the individuals.
I have a business in Tenino, right? And it is deemed non-essential by the state of Washington.
Yep.
The town of Tenino, which is a subsidiary of the state of Washington, determines that they have harmed me by shutting me down. And they give me money. I can document this. They've shut me down. It's not hard to document it. I get my bucks from the whomever hands these things out, and then I spin them around town, and then those people turn them back in. I see nothing wrong particularly with this. I see that people are forced, once again, forced into scenarios where they must live off of the state. The state intends to make itself indispensable.
Necessity. Yeah.
So I'm not prepared to use the terminology like welfare to...
Is unemployment the $600-plus that they were giving every week to people on unemployment, is that welfare? The bonus money?
Right. So welfare carries with it a term...
Stigma.
It is stigma. Yeah. It is a very narrow term, and it's a wide term all at the same time. So it's a narrow for sort of one program and wide for any program where the government gives you money. But it carries with it the stigma of sort of receiving the government money. If the government is making good for something that they harmed you on, I don't see a problem with that. If the government has determined that it must stimulate its economy by handing out money, and that it has decided that it was a big mistake to hand that money out to banks the last time, and this time they're going to hand it out to the little guy because the little guy will most assuredly spend it, whereas the banks simply held it as deposits, then that's the government doing what the government does. I don't see, again, a problem if a bank robber goes to the middle of town, he robs banks all around town, and then goes to the middle of town and hands out $20 bills. Taking one of the $20 bills is not stealing from a bank.
No, I would agree with you there.
And
I'm not saying it's wrong to accept this money. I'm not trying to cast a judgment on the people that are doing this.
I know. But I just want to make sure that it doesn't sound like we are. Fine. I don't disagree with you, but I don't think that there should be. I'm not prepared to say that the people who are necessarily accepting it are bad.
I'm not saying that.
I will say that the unemployment program, as it is meted out by the government, giving out the $600 extra
per week,
is a catastrophe. It's a ridiculous notion. You basically have to be making $25 an hour to just break even. So people making, say, $35 an hour have to weigh the notion of taking home, $200 extra or not working.
So what's going on here, though, is interesting, Mark, because it's not your typical welfare in that, you know, like the check coming from the government, you can spend on anything. Here, you can only spend it at local merchants.
Yeah.
And you can only spend it on things that are not alcohol, tobacco, cannabis, and lottery tickets. So it is, a bit of a restricted form of welfare that is intended to benefit the local economy. The executive director of the Schumacher Center for New Economics in Massachusetts said alternative currencies like Tanino's banknote are better than direct cash payments at boosting local economies. She said that the city of Barcelona gave donations to sports teams in 2017 and 18 and cultural groups as well as social programs, then watched the donations go to big box stores. She said, so they created a local currency so that these discretionary funds in their budget would circle back to support locally owned businesses. The mayor in Tanino noted that for the residents, the wooden notes are nothing new. The city founded a sandstone quarry, achieved national prominence in 1931 when civic leaders printed a wooden local currency to restore consumer confidence after the town's bank failed during the Great Depression. Quote, this is woven into the DNA of the community. My grand aunt Arlene has the family collection all stashed away.
Great aunt Arlene.
The mayor brought the idea of resurrecting the town's legacy project to the city council, and they've done it. They've approved a proposal to issue up to $10,000. They've also even received donations, so they now have up to $16,000 that they can do. And so far, 13 residents have successfully applied for the funds, and $2,500 worth of the bills have been issued.
They got their own stable coin.
It's interesting. We will talk to you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.